Politics. Leaders from the northeastern region have defended the impeachment and replacement of the former deputy president Rigathi Gachagua, arguing that the president has a right to bring on board a leader who will help him in achieving the dreams of his manifesto. While pledging to work with the new deputy president, the leaders said that Kithure Kindiki is easy to work with and will prioritize the unity of the country. Garissa Township MP Mohammed Dekau also defended President William Ruto against accusations that he was the one who initiated the impeachment motion, arguing that the parliamentarians exercised their mandate without interference. The impeachment of the former deputy president did not originate from the president. As members of parliament, we exercised our mandate because we reasoned that we cannot work with him to achieve the agenda of the Kenya Kwanza government, Dekau said. Together with all other national leaders, we said Rigathi Gachagua cannot be the leader that will help us because he is not a team player, so we decided to remove him, he added. Wajir Deputy Governor Ahmed Ali urged the president to prioritize development projects in the northeastern region, such as the completion of the Isiolo-Mandera Highway, the connection of the region to the national grid, and the operationalism of border customs. The importance of national political stability cannot be gainsaid. The road hasn't been smooth the last 2 years. We encourage the presidential duo to steer the ship afloat and develop this country, Ali said. Former Garissa Governor Ali Korain on his part said that it was not just a simple option to remove a deputy president from office. Korain said that there must have been irreconcilable differences that would have affected the running of the government and the provision of services to the Kenyan citizens. I know what has been done is for the best interest and unity of this nation, he said. The leaders were speaking during a meeting bringing together Somali clans, where they also spoke on their unity and the development opportunities for their region. The meeting was attended by former and current MCAs, members of parliament, and two deputy governors.